Addressing the UN General Assembly Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee angrily rejected a Kashmir truce offer by Pakistan. Mr. Vajpayee said the offer, made the day before at the United Nations by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, was tantamount to an admission that Pakistan supports terrorism. Mr. Vajpayee's address included both implicit and direct criticism of neighboring Pakistan, which his government accuses of sponsoring terror activity by Muslim extremists across the line of control in Indian Kashmir. In a strongly worded statement, Mr. Vajpayee said some nominal participants in the global war against terrorism are themselves part of the problem, and he said terror attacks cannot be legitimized by citing root causes or imaginary freedom struggles. In his General Assembly speech the day before, Pakistani President Musharraf had accused India of trying to delegitimize what he termed the Kashmiri freedom struggle, while at the same time inviting India to join in a complete ceasefire along the line of control. Mr. Vajpayee, heard through an interpreter, said the Musharraf offer was a public admission for the first time that Pakistan is sponsoring terrorism, and he said India could only have dialogue with Pakistan when cross-border terrorism stops or is eradicated.
After claiming that there is an indigenous struggle in Kashmir, he has offered to encourage a general cessation of violence within Kashmir in return for reciprocal obligations and restraints. We totally refuse to let terrorism become a tool of blackmail. Just as the world did not negotiate with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, we shall not negotiate with terrorism. If we do so, we would be betraying the people of Jammu and Kashmir, who defy the most ferocious campaign of violence and intimidation sponsored from across our borders and participated in an election which has been universally hailed as free and fair.
Mr. Musharraf had said Wednesday his government would be prepared to encourage an end to violence in Kashmir under an arrangement of reciprocal obligations, including restraints on both Indian forces and what he called the Kashmiri Freedom Movement. He said if India is genuinely concerned about infiltration across the line of control, it should agree to a viable mechanism to monitor it on both sides, and said the UN monitoring force in the area could be enlarged for this purpose. India has been courted by the Bush administration as a possible participant in an expanded peacekeeping force in Iraq under a UN umbrella, and Mr. Vajpayee met Wednesday in New York with President Bush. But in his General Assembly speech, the Indian leader gave no indication his government is inclined to take part. He said the United Nations has a crucial role to play in India's political and economic reconstruction, and that this is being acknowledged now by countries that opposed military action there and by those who, he said, did not seek specific UN endorsement for it. Mr. Vajpayee also strongly endorsed modernization of the UN system and especially the Security Council, which he said should be enlarged and reformed so that a single country cannot block the will of the international community with a veto. India, with a population in excess of 1 billion, is widely considered a logical choice for permanent Security Council membership if the body were restructured. Mr. Vajpayee made no mention of this, but he said the council should include more developing countries and that long-debated reforms should be implemented within a specific time frame. David Gullis, VOA News, United Nations.